This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, Carm here with a special Carmcast as we take a listen to the why, what, who, when, and where of Vision 2022. It is the 30th anniversary of this premier event, and my guests set up all the reasons to attend, and, you know, they share some stories with you and important new things to look forward to for next year. Some information in this podcast is time-sensitive that you will want to react before 2021 ends. In keeping with my vision to advance the aftermarket, Vision plays an important role regarding your training, both technical and business, and to bring you together with like-minded professionals networking toward a common goal. And remember, as you elevate yourself and your team, so goes your organization. Enjoy. It's Carm Capriotto, another Carmcast. We are ready, set to go to talk about Vision 2021. I have a hell of a panel here. I'm so excited. They're all my friends, and they've all been on the podcast before. Jerry Holcomb from S&S Service, Kansas City, Missouri, and co-founder of Vision. Yay! God, 30 years ago, people, write that down. 30 years ago. And this year's co-chairman and past president of Mowaka. Sherry Hamilton, executive director of the Midwest Auto Care Alliance. Sherry?
Hello.
Thanks for bringing this team together. Tim Davison is with us, AMAM from Chumley's Auto Care in Indianola. I love to say Indianola. It just rolls off my tongue as an Italian guy. Indianola. Lots of vowels there. In Iowa, current Mowaka president. Good to have you here, Tim.
Great to be here, Carm.
Oh, good, man. And Travis Troy, Honest Wrenches Automotive Repair, Des Moines, Iowa, Mowaka secretary. Travis, I know you're going to tell us later, but we have to set the scene that he closes his shop and takes the entire team to Vision. You know, by the time we're done with this, anyone who's listening to this is going to realize the power and the value, and they want to grow up and be like Travis. That's what they want to do. Okay. Scott Schotten is with us, mobile diagnostician, trainer for the Drivability Guys. He writes magazine articles. He maintains 21 ASC certifications, including Master Automotive Technician, Master Truck Technician, A9, L123, and Alternative Fuels, and a few more spliced in there.
Actually, Carm, we're approaching 32, so that's a little old, but I'm sick like that. I take extra tests whenever I can.
My biggest apologies. 32.
That's okay.
Wow.
No offense taken.
And Scott's here to talk about the technology side and a whole bunch of really neat things that are going to go on at Vision this year. And Mike Dela Cruz, Vice President of Sales at Elite Worldwide. Mike, the exhibitors and all this fun stuff you're here to talk about.
You know, I never pass up an opportunity to be on your show, but especially when it involves this, it's such an awesome topic. It's just an honor to be here. So thanks, guys.
Well, thank you. Hey, introductions out of the way. Jerry, let's jump in this thing. 30 years ago, you had a vision. Oh, my. Interesting. And it came together. And you would have, I mean, I've had you on my show before. We've talked about this in the past, but I love hearing the story.
I could take the whole time allotment we've got just for that one story. Our mission when we started Vision was that we were going to present quality technical and management training at a low enough price that everybody in the shop will be able to attend. And that's going to lead right into what you were talking about with Travis, closing the shop. There was a difference. Back then, the show was Saturday and half a Sunday. Since then, we've expanded out Friday, expanded out to Thursday. Night events, we got all kinds of things happening. So when we started this mission, it was the latter part of 1991. Now it's 30 years later, and what I really like about it is as we go through and plan Vision, plan all the teachers, plan all the vendors, still live by that same belief. It just does my heart good. Back in 91, when Doug and I, it was Doug Stoll was my good friend, and he was the other co-founder of Vision. When we decided to fund the first Vision ourselves, we had no idea it was going to get as big as it's gotten. That's why we named it Vision 2000 back then. That was about as far as we could imagine anything happening. It was 1991, and we were looking at 9 or 10 years later. Thus, the name Vision 2000. It seemed like so long, we weren't going to find it. Then we came upon some help. Sherry Hamilton, and instead of a group of shop owners trying to make time to talk to vendors, talk to instructors, work out the details on the exhibit hall and everything. We were able to do our job. Sherry was able to put vision together and continually improve it. It was just one of those deals. Every year, somebody expected something new to have happened. So the year 2000 got there, we just decided to cut off the year and make it Vision. So that's how the name Vision came about. I'd say the rest is history. But like I just said, Sherry's always coming up with something new. So we always look forward to what's coming up, what's going to happen at the latest Vision, which is going to be in 2022, Carm.
Sherry, there's no pressure at all from your team to have to constantly build and improve and make new. Do you sleep much during the year while you're trying to pull this together?
You know, we're always trying to make it new, unique, and a little bit different. And, you know, always pushing the limits on technology and creativity. Our team is constantly coming up with new ideas. And it's great to, through the years, my team has grown now where, you know, it was just me. And now we've grown to a team of four full time. And there's a lot of fun that comes with planning the program and having the energy. And it's like a great big planning a big family reunion every year.
It goes without saying, Sherry, that Mwaka is a national organization now, and there's benefits of membership, and I believe there's some kind of discounts that people can get by being a member of Mwaka for Vision, right?
Yes, Midwest Auto Care Alliance members. So we were originally here within the six states. We've grown. We now have members in 31 states. And there are now some new alliances that will be joining us. Northwest Auto Care Alliance is one, Greater Chicagoland, and then a few more possibly to come in the coming weeks. And so Mwaka members receive a $25 off every weekend or Power Pass package. So they can really quickly earn back just even their dues of only $275 a year.
Yeah, wow, that's incredible. And what a great organization. Always so, I admired what you guys have always done there in that great center, Midwest piece in our country. And you know, the dynamo that Mwaka has become because of Jerry, because of Tim and so many other great members. I know that you are constantly improving, and let's talk about that. I'm ready to sign up all these great classes online. Will there be any tweaks or changes over the next 2-3 weeks?
So there are some new classes that are coming. So we're adding to the schedule. We were very conservative in the beginning as we planned the schedule, and as additional hotel space and other areas are available, we're planning a little bit spread out, so you're not necessarily shoulder to shoulder in all the classes. We now have some new space, so definitely check the website. If you've already registered, you'll get an email saying, hey, look at these classes we've just added, and you can go in and make changes at any time.
That's great, Sherry. We'll get back to you on some other things. Tim, it's only $275 a year to join Mwaka. I mean, who made that decision in the committee? Come on, that's crazy.
That's just nuts for the value you get. I mean, $275. We had a past coworker that used to say, you have to be some kind of stupid not to take advantage of that. But yeah, like Sherry said, you know, Mwaka members get a discount on registration. So you line up three or four guys and pretty soon you got half of your membership paid for the year.
And they get early access too, Carm.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Early access. So is it a special? Well, it's probably behind us now, or if you join.
Yeah. Okay. It's behind us. So it gives you an opportunity. So for next year, you have 48 hours exclusive to reserve your classes and reserve the hotel, which everybody wants into the Sheraton Hotel. But there's beautiful hotels everywhere right there.
And that's huge, by the way. That is just so huge. Not that networking at other facilities isn't important. But you know, how many times have I had people on that says, yeah, it's the Vision Bar. I mean, that's where it all happens at the Sheraton. Right. You know, it's the Vision Bar at the Sheraton.
Right. The Vision Bar. I know nothing about that, by the way.
Me either. Every time I would walk in from the conference center, I'd walk right by. I, you know, even though I knew like 400 people there, I just walked right by.
This year, Carmen, we're gonna.
I don't think they allow you to do that, right? You can't just walk by and not stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, you must stop and talk.
There's that hey you, thing going in, and by the way, that's one of the biggest powers that we want to talk about networking. Let's do it right now, because if you leave Vision for the first time without 25 neat new friends, then something was wrong. You went there to get educated, but with the wrong mission. And that was the fun part, the networking, the new friends, getting to know the instructors, swapping business cards. I mean, this is a pure networking event. Oh, by the way, you're going to learn a whole bunch of great stuff at the end of the day. But the power of networking at Vision, I think, and my first time there, I was just totally blown away by all the key ingredients and how they were all top shelf.
And to point on the networking, it's easier to do when you're not wearing masks. Johnson County, Overland Park does not have a current mask mandate. So I know we've had a lot of questions from shops and technicians. Are masks required? We're going to follow the local mandate. Currently, there is no mandate to wear masks. We obviously ask that, if you've been sick, stay at home. We have a duty of care that Vision is holding that we want all the attendees to adhere to, and we give those guidelines on the registration. But it's not planning to have masks unless mandated by local authorities.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we hope that COVID kind of continues to be at bay.
Yes.
Every county seems to be different. Tim, I got to ask you about this alliance party you guys are going to have.
Yeah. Talking about networking, Thursday night, we plan to throw a reception for all the new Auto Care Alliances. And that kind of encompasses more than just Milwaukee, because we're growing, as you know. And this will be a chance to maybe enjoy some local Kansas City barbecue and chance to just continue your networking at Vision and meet some fellow Auto Care Alliance members.
Okay, this is a member event.
This is a member event, but not just for Milwaukee. It could be for other Auto Care Alliances.
So glad to hear that. That's something new, right, Sherry?
Yes, that is a new event. So ASA Northwest is becoming Northwest Auto Care Alliance. So they'll be part of it. There's more that will join on Greater Chicagoland, the ASA Illinois. They'll be coming on some others. And it's a great opportunity to get together and know your fellow Alliance members and have fun and have some Kansas City barbecue.
Let's go to Travis right now, because I think we're at this perfect moment as to how you take a shop owner that, again, Travis, you're not the only one who closes and brings their people. Thank God you're not the only one, but yet there's not enough.
Right.
That literally go out and say, listen, we're going to get the entire year's worth of training at this weekend in Vision. In fact, if we plan ahead, our customers will understand what we do. They know that we have to invest in staying on our game. So, you know, when did it happen? How's it working? Tell the world that they need to consider this.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started this about 4 years ago, where we'd close the entire shop down and take everybody with us. And some may see it as, an expensive trip, but if you plan and budget it over an entire year, it becomes very feasible. It's when we don't plan for it and signups come, and then we've got that lump sum. So the better that you plan, the easier that feat is. And when we've all done this as owners, managers, we go to training by ourselves and we come back fired up and ready to change the world. But the rest of our team didn't get to experience that energy and that fire and the networking that goes along with it. When you shut down and take your entire team and they get to experience the energy and the fire that truly goes behind it, your entire team comes back rejuvenized, fired up, and everybody's rowing in the same direction. You don't just have one person that is ready to come back and change the world, and nobody else got that opportunity to be able to experience it. And so that was probably the defining moment to me that it was a for sure thing that we need to do this every year. And as our organization has grown, it's a lot of people. We've got a big team now with two stores, and it's something that we knew going in that we had to plan for. As soon as that new store opened, we created a budget account for that store in order to be able to take our team. So when that time came, it just happens, and it makes life really, really easy. And the beautiful thing about it is it's Vision High Tech Training. So they've got some absolutely amazing training for our high-end technicians that are wanting to grow. And we're continually evolving the training that's coming in. And it's truly allowing us to bring everybody. And we'll continue to evolve that over the years and allow us to be able to, you know, have training for everybody. And you've got all the technicians that want to grow, and you've got your lead technicians that can grab onto your, you know, apprentices and stuff like that and bring them up the ladder with them. And your entire shop grows together. And then afterwards, they get to talk about the training they learned about. The cool things. Hey, I didn't know this. Do you remember that truck we were stumped on? Well, this is what I learned. And so just to hear the conversation in between classes and after the classes of your entire team really resonates. And that's where you get your true value.
If I could just add to Travis's statement, he mentioned once they went once, they go every year. Correct, Travis?
Correct.
Right. And I've noticed that with a lot of people. It's probably one of the reasons that Vision grows, because the first time I went, like, no, I'm not missing this.
Right.
Right. And I know a lot of people that way. They're like, well, should I go? It's kind of expensive. But as soon as they do, they don't care whether it's a single tech that pays for his own way because the shop's not paying for it, which is a different story, or it's a whole shop that closes down. You start seeing the same people every single year, and the newbies continue to grow. I mean, Sherry might have some numbers of attendance over the course of the past 30 years. But I know I've been going 15 plus years, only missed one because of some scheduling conflicts, but for the past at least 15 years, and every year it's bigger and better. Every year there's more attendees, and it's the people come back once they experience it once, the networking, the classes, the whole experience. It's my opinion, the one not to miss.
And one other thing that I'd like to add is high tech training. So Sherry and her team are always looking for ways to evolve and continue to be the premier. So one thing that I'm really excited about this year is going to online tablets and laptops. As technicians and service advisors and managers, we have that in front of us all day long. We no longer use paper. We no longer utilize books in our business. So to see Vision turn that page and continue to be high tech and go into utilizing tablets and having your workbooks on tablets and utilizing the app and stuff like that, I think is a huge breakthrough. And I think it's going to get more people involved. It's like taking the brick scan tool and going to the laptop-based scan tool. It's just moving with the ages. And I am really, really excited about that. We'll be able to store our training in there, revert back to it when needed. We can be looking at service information on our laptop and be looking at a class that we took next to it and continuing to be able to learn and utilize those resources that we spent our time doing at Vision.
From a trainer's perspective, this is a big change. Again, moving forward with the technology, because now we used to have print material, and we'd be limited, and it was black and white, and you know we'd have to cut slides out, and if you know, just to make it cost effective, I guess would probably be the best way to say it, right? So now with a tablet platform or laptop platform or whatever the case, where it's PDFs or downloadable videos, full color. If the presentation happens to be 300 slides long, you can get all 300 slides in full color and you know, go back and reference it. And, you know, the only disadvantage that some people, I think, are going to complain about is not being able to write stuff down, because I like to scribble in a paper book. I like the scribble notes. There's a scan tools capture or a scope capture, you know, and I suppose there's applications you can do that on a tablet as well. But that, I guess that might be the only kickback or negative feedback. But, you know, having all of it in full color, the way it's shown on the screen, to me, that could be a definite advantage and refer back to it later. And you don't have to have a stack of books. You have no idea how many books I have in file boxes downstairs from the classes I attended. Crap, you can see my lanyards on the wall. And I'll bet 15 of those are from Vision. So yeah, the digital thing is elaborate on how the tablet works for me, Sherry. I'm assuming that was born from the COVID and virtual vision last year. And now what are the attendees? They can bring it, correct me if I'm wrong, bring a tablet, or they can purchase one at registration, or.
Okay, so they can bring a tablet. The tablet has to be able to have access to the Google Play Store or Apple. So it can't be an Amazon Fire tablet because that doesn't have access into that. You have to be able to download the Vision app from the App Store. So that's how all of your handouts are controlled. If you're registered for the class, that's the class which you'll get the handouts for. It's accessible on desktop, so you can bring your laptop or you can bring a tablet. If you don't have one, you want to purchase a new one, we have them available for purchase in the registration process. They're high-end, they're fast, they've got a 13-megapixel camera. It is $140 and you get to keep the tablets. And all you have to do is log in to the application, the Vision app, and all of your handouts will be exclusively delivered to you. And talking about the note function, we will be giving out notebooks, tablets to printed paper tablets. To be able to take notes for your classes. So you can, you know, say, okay, Saturday morning's class. Okay. He mentioned on slide 23, you know, this, so you can take notes that way. And so you shouldn't miss a beat.
A perfect solution to people that still use pen and paper. And thank you for that idea. I was searching for how do we solve that problem here on the show, but you did. Thank you for that, Scott. Tablets, what a great idea. Travis, I want to go back to something you said, which I think is something we don't want to discount, the fact that you said planning and budgeting. And, you know, I wrote down after the word budgeting, I wrote down cost, but it's really an investment. And I think that's what you have to look at if you're going to try to retain great people and build a training culture inside your business. You have to invest in your people and in your training. Nothing like Vision would, no, irrelevant of the cost. As you say, if you break it down amongst your people and the number of days against your volume, it's probably one of the least benefit, cost investment benefits you would probably ever have. Well, let's go buy this famous, you know, scan tool, and maybe we use it twice a month, right? Yeah, $25,000. So there's, I think there's so many different ways, except it's a cost. Am I speaking the right language here?
You are. You're absolutely right. And expensive to me and expensive to the next person on here is totally different, right? So it's all on what you see as your culture and what you want to invest into your people. And in today's day and age, you must invest in your team and invest in the culture and the leadership that you want to create, because your people are your brand. Then that resonates so much with your internal and external customers. That really resonates. And to show that people invest, shop owners invest in their people and want to see them grow, if we do everything that we can do to invest in them, they can take that anywhere with them. If we do our part, they'll always be with us.
So let's break the code a little further for shop owners and technicians. When you've got five people going, Travis, I'm probably light on that, and it just doesn't matter, even if you had just one going. Would you recommend that the owner sits down with the schedule and works with the competency of the tech and what it is that they want to come to Vision and learn and together create or plan on what classes they're going to take?
Yeah, so the process that we use inside our shop is our team all know about Vision, and some of our new team members, everybody's already been talking about it way before sign up even came. It's one of the hot topics when somebody new comes on. Our foreman will, you know, discuss with the technicians about vision, and that, you know, when it comes up, we'll sit down and we'll go through. So what I do is I allow each team member, whether it's an advisor, manager, foreman, tech, to be able to go through and sit down and pick their classes. Okay. And then we'll sit down and review those together. And my foreman, if we've got a technician, my foreman will go and sit down with them and say, hey, we've really seen you struggling in this area. I picked this class for you. What do you think? So it's a collaboration of all of us together, making sure that we're picking the best classes that not necessarily are going to be our favorite, but are going to help grow us the furthest.
Makes all kind of sense. And one final question for you, because I want to be able to say that is, if we invested in the training at Vision and someone didn't take a specific class, but one of your people did, do you have them come back and highlight what they learned to the other team?
Yeah, and that's part of the, I wished I could have taken that class, but I really needed this class, right? Because if I could go through my phone right now, from when Vision registration opened, I got about, probably 7 to 10 text messages from our team members going, oh my gosh, I want to take all of them, but there's not enough time. So you get some team members that will split it off. And they'll go, well, hey, I'm going to take this class, and then we'll meet and I'll tell you about it. And then you can tell me about this class because we both really wanted it. So they will. They'll kind of split up, and then they can come back and talk about it later. Or if there's a class that, say, my foreman has been really working with a couple team members on, they'll sit through that class, all three of them together. So in the breaks and stuff like that, they can work through some questions and some problems and really take the training and take it to the next level and really get it to resonate with inside of each other.
That's a big advantage of doing what you do, Travis, and sending the entire shop, because you can divide and conquer and get more out of it and then go back and do lunch and learns or whatever the next week and review what you talked about and share it all. Whereas if you sent the whole shop or two guys or whoever and they all sat in the same class, mm-hmm. you know, hey, let's all go take drivability 101. If they all take the same thing and there's all this other good training going on, divide and conquer and share the information when you get back. I greatly appreciate that. So I think that's a good way to do it.
Yeah. Exactly. Scott, what we do here in our shop, the week after Vision, maybe 2 weeks after Vision, we have all the techs, all the advisors write down their top five things they learned. And we just have a big lunch and everybody shares. I mean, the advisors share with the techs. They get to see where they're coming from, what their problems are that they're having. It doubles the value of your registration.
I want to put a bow on what Travis just talked about, and I want to say thank you so much for the template on how to, the why to do it, and the fact that you're building an incredible internal network of your peoples that will be able to share their vision experiences and their knowledge base. And so, let me see, visionkc.com, why wouldn't you be signing on right now and getting your butt in gear, right? Wow. So, Mike, there's this big show that goes on.
Yeah, I would say it's big is an understatement. It's funny because I when Sherry invited me to talk this morning, I started sort of reflecting and I realized that 2022 is going to be my ninth year in attendance. I started kind of reflecting in, back in my first conference, I was this raw newbie in the auto aftermarket. And the show just absolutely blew my mind. And, you know, then I just sort of watched like these years progress and I'm watching it grow larger and larger and larger. I'm talking to clients who, tell me like, this was the best training ever. Or this was the best conference ever. And I know we were talking to Travis about, sending his entire team there. That's not uncommon. Like I see a lot of my clients close down their shops, send their entire team to Vision. Many clients just willing to do that just for the greater good of their entire career. And to me, like, that's unspeakable, Karn, because closing your business for a couple of days, I mean, that's risky, right? Like not generating any revenue, it's risky. But these are owners who really think ahead, right? They realize that they have to invest in training, in order to see this long-term success. And after attending Vision, without a doubt, I guarantee that they will. You know, it's been it's funny. The last 10 years is just, I feel like it's sort of gone by, but we were talking about relationships a minute ago, and you know, many people, some people not here anymore, and vision's something that's near and dear to me in my heart. And it's something that I'll always participate in without a doubt. It's just, it's the absolute must go to, must attend event. And I guarantee there's going to be zero regret when you come back to your shop.
So walk us through the show floor.
Yeah. You know, I believe, Sherry, correct me if I'm wrong. I know that the hours, I think they're from like 4 to 7, and they're just filled with all these technology vendors. They give you additional time for like research diagnostic tools. I've seen so many different service providers, CRM providers, website providers. I don't know the exact amount of vendors, but I want to say there's probably, if not like 12 really long aisles filled with vendors. I know that Sherry does a really good job at like giving exhibitors like that dedicated time with attendees. And there's sort of like this flow of traffic. People are curious. People are interested. Whether you're an attendee or an exhibitor, without a doubt, there's a really, really strong balance. And, you know, just kind of looking at the floor plan, you sort of, you know, see that once this training is done, there's all these different events that come into play on the showroom floor. In the middle, there's like an information booth. You know, it's just a well-organized event, probably the most I've ever seen in terms of the most organized event I've ever been part of. So
thank you, Mike. Sherry, anything to add? I mean, to the encouragement of that show floor is, I mean, the vibe there is just off the charts.
There's high energy, and we give dedicated time, like Mike was saying, for shop owners and for technicians, for the attendees to be able to go through and visit with the exhibitors. We also offer a Thursday night high tech tool expo. So that's a really unique scenario where it's a select group of exhibitors that exhibit outside the exhibit hall. So a lot of them are still taking time and setting up their original booth. They set up another area and they will exhibit the latest diagnostic tools and equipment. And sometimes you need that extra time when you're researching. Maybe you've purchased and need some assistance. Maybe you're looking to add on or upgrade. That gives you a great opportunity to meet with numerous vendors that specialize in that high-tech tool area. And then the show floor is open Friday from 5 until 8:30, and then on Saturday from 9 until 3. So there's lots of time, but there's not a lot of time for exhibitors to be standing around with nothing to do. But the problem is now we only have about 10 booths left. The show floor is almost sold out.
Wow, that won't be long.
Yeah, it's a really great balance. I mean, and you know, most of you guys know, I mean, I've been to hundreds of conferences, and you know, I've seen the way different organizations do different things, and Sherry does an extremely good job at balance, right? So like as a vendor, you know, obviously with sponsorship and stuff like that, you think, you know, naturally you're thinking, is it going to be worth it, right? Having been to this conference for coming up on my 9th year, I can, as a vendor, I can absolutely say it is 100% worth it. People go there, they're curious, they stop, they talk to you. Tim mentioned networking. You know, a lot of the networking takes place on the showroom floor. And then as an attendee, I hear from my clients all the time about how valuable the training is. So again, Sherry does an exceptional job, Sherry and her team. To the entire team. I know that it takes a village, right? But they do a really, really good job at keeping balance both for the exhibitors and both for attendees. It's definitely the best.
If I can just add to that, one of the things that we do a lot of and our technicians do is if there's a new scan tool that they think the shop should purchase or something like that, they'll look to see if those vendors are going to be there. So we've actually got two new diagnostic tools that we're looking to purchase, and my foreman is going to go there. He's got his research done. He's ready to go and talk to them. And when we get to vision this year, we'll make those purchases. And then same thing with me as an owner, when I'm looking at marketing and other amenities to help, you know, grow our organization, I'll look at to see what vendors are going to be there. And those are the people that I go talk to. I want to learn more about their business and see how they can help us. So when that vendor list comes out, I sit down and spend some time to go through it to make sure that when I hit the floor, I'm going to really talk to the people that I'm interested in and then meet new people along the way.
Well said.
Thank you for that. Hey, listen, I've got a question for Tim, Jerry, and Travis. Okay. So I'm sitting on the sidelines and I'm hearing this great story from Travis on closing and taking my people, investing, et cetera, et cetera. But I got to close. I have heard over and over again, Tim, Jerry, Travis confirmed that this is true. It's amazing how we make up that revenue from being closed within the first two weeks of coming back. Is that a truism or not, guys?
That is definitely true. My guys, they'll come back and it's a big deal to them. They get a chance to try this new way of looking at the scope pattern or new way of checking this and that. They'll come to me, look what I found, look what I found. Mm-hmm. And it invariably it happens every year.
I will also say that I've had in the past employees come to me and say, you know, I went down and I talked to a lot of other people, and our shop is kind of set a little bit higher bar than other shops that I've worked with or, you know, been involved with. And it solidifies to them that they made the right choice coming to work for a company that sees the value in shutting down and taking a team and going, you know, doing it's kind of a team building exercise and learning. And so employees see that, you know, you made this choice to shut your business down and improve on it. They value that.
The other thing that I could add to that is when you get back, it's amazing to sit back and watch your team excel and watch them grow to that next step. And it happens year after year. Everybody gets back. You've got the service advisors that just got power packed full of some amazing training. You've got technicians on the other side that just learned so much, and they come back and it always seems like March, even though we're closed, March is always a record month for us because everybody comes back ready to go and literally change the world. And that grows us into the summer months. March, April, you know, May, June, July, it just grows and grows and grows and takes off. So, I mean, it's awesome.
You know, it's one thing to have it happen one year, but for me, again, I talk to so many clients around the country, and many, many, many shop owners close their entire shop to go to Vision, but repetitively every single year. I mean, for me, again, it's not uncommon. I hear it all the time. I'm closing my shop for a couple of days for Vision. And naturally, you're kind of like, what, you're willing to do that? But when they're doing it 2, 3, 4 times in a row, there's obvious value to it, right? So it's just, I want to talk about like that multiple reoccurring year, every single year, closing your shop down, sending your entire team out there.
You know, Sherry, you've got to be the person that gets all of that feedback. And we would love to hear from you how many people tell you, I closed the shop, I finally did it. It's the greatest thing we ever did.
You know, we're hearing it more and more. And it's not just from shops that are here in the Midwest. It's from shops everywhere. I mean, we've had people get into a couple of vans and, you know, they're taking their whole team and they actually drive in from Georgia and they fly. It's a big investment, but it's definitely worth their time. And I think what helps with Vision and what makes Vision unique is it's at a venue, it's at an opportunity in a place where you have no distractions. So you don't have the potential distractions of Vegas. You don't have the distractions of Disneyland and the beach or whatever. People are coming there to do business, and it really makes a difference. And people are able to really invest in the environment and the networking and the learning. I mean, attendees from 41 states will get Australia, from Zimbabwe. I've had a couple of other inquiries from Africa who I'm doing visa letters for, if they can get into the country this year.
I think one year we had a Denmark, if I'm not mistaken.
Denmark, yep. And pretty much all of the Canadian provinces as well.
We've had Puerto Rico too, right?
Yes, Puerto Rico. So, it's not just a, you know, and then how many people here in the Kansas City area don't come and don't take part in it and don't know it? Boy, they're missing out.
It's a killer.
So let's try to put a bow on this. Sherry, there is an early bird right now?
Yes. So if they register before December 31st, there is a reduction in prices. After December 31st, the prices will go up. And your opportunity for classes goes down because we already have a couple of classes that have sold out.
this is a strategic decision. Get in early so that you can not only get yourself some money off, which is kind of cool. It's not critical, but it's cool. But then I think the biggest thing being in early is you get your choice of classes. And if there's already some that are sold out, as Scott was doing this, it must have been his class.
I think one of them might be. me and my buddy Matt, if I'm not mistaken. So,
yep.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, well, good. Okay, but that's always a good thing. That's always a good thing. You get the award at the end of the show that you had the first sellout. Well, look, Travis, one more thing. Vision is not always about networking, which is big and powerful. It's not always about training, which is the most critical piece. But you also like to have some fun with, like, maybe a comedy night or an awards dinner?
Our guys, our entire team, really look forward to that every year. And I really like how Sherry and the team mix it up because we never really know what we're into, right? So we take everybody to the awards ceremony. It's amazing to see some of the people that get these awards, well-deserved awards. And it's people that I've looked up to as I've grown myself and in our organization. And to see them walk across that stage is awesome. And then not only that, the entertainment that comes with it. There's been some amazing, amazing entertainment that will just leave you. I mean, you can't laugh anymore by the time you get out of there.
You go to Vision, you have to go to the comedy night.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes,
it's a must. It's a must.
I agree.
I do want to say one thing. It was Vision that gave me my first episode recording of Bob Hype, Pete Landry, and Matt Fonslow. When was that? It was March 2017. It was the first time we got together in my coolest studio at Vision, and did this interview. So I have a lot of personal firsts that happened with me and the podcast at Vision, and always so honored to hang out there and be there. Let's put a bow on this thing, Sherry. Any final word?
Don't delay. The hotels are going quickly. The classes are going quickly. There's availability on the website. You can easily see the classes, the descriptions. Pass it out to your team. Have them mark their classes and get registered. Definitely before December 31st, before prices rise. But the earlier, the more choices you'll have.
Well, thank you so much for that. Jerry Holcomb, thank you. The actual spark that started all of this 30 years ago. Thank you so much for being here. Scott Schotten, Tim Davison, Mike Dela Cruz, and Travis Troy. It was great spending some time and getting the behind the scenes and the real action of Vision in this great episode. So thank you all so much.
Thank you, Carm.
Thank you, Carm. Thanks, everyone. See you at Vision.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.